With that said, I'm going to take a little bit out of order. I'm going to move to item number 22, presentation by Commissioner Edgar Laney on behalf of Alabama County Commissioner's Court regarding issues related to the divestiture of land at Possum Kingdom Lake and possible discussion.
Thank you, Director, board members. Thank you for having me. I bring greetings from Alabama County Commissioner's Court. We did meet in regular session, and we discussed several issues about Possum Kingdom Lake, especially the roads, which I think we've talked about several times before. They have directed me to come down and speak on the Commissioner's Court on behalf of Alabama County. The House Bill 3031, which is going to direct, and I think that is going to direct the county to take the roads at Possum Kingdom at 20% of the total road surface that are listed in the roads. And I think that's been revised. Some of the roads we cannot take because they're privately owned and they run through different areas that the county could take in the first place. So the exact total, I don't have that total right now. What we're concerned with, and what I am mainly concerned with, is the road situation at Possum Kingdom. When we discovered which roads were involved, immediately I took my foreman, which has been in the business for 19 years of repairing roads, Mike Yiltis, and his general, what would his term be? He's your maintenance supervisor. We went and rode the roads. We got in my truck and we went that day and rode every road. We discovered what damages were on the roads. And we assessed the roads as my foreman did and I sat down at a later date. Right now, there's $400,000 worth of damage to those roads out there. And let me say what $400,000 represents. When I say $400,000, that's $400,000 of materials to fix the roads. That's if Alabama County was to come in to fix them. If y'all were going to fix them, you don't have the equipment to fix them. In other words, if you went to someone private to fix these roads, you can quadruple that amount. We understand that we're going to take, understand now that after Mike Patterson has been awarded the bid of the Patterson, I call him Mike, I've talked to Mike several times about this, that he is willing to step up and help with monies to do this. 3031 at this time directs y'all to pay $200,000 for these roads. I understand that that's going to be amended, is that right? Anybody know?
To my knowledge.
I heard there's an amendment going to be on the floor, on the House floor tomorrow to amend that to take that away from y'all. Our main concern on these roads, and I want y'all to understand, at no time has the county of Alabama, since I've been there, this is my third year, have we ever said, no, we won't take the roads. We need to take them to where we can afford them. First off, I'm the county commissioner of Precinct 2 of Alabama County. Every one of these roads are in my precinct. I have 130 miles of road. If we add 40 more miles of road, I hope you understand what the impact is of Precinct 2. We can't afford to fix these roads. We don't have the funds. We don't have it in our budget to do it. My request of y'all is if we will take these roads 20%, I will take the worst roads first and fix them. If y'all will continue to do maintenance on them for the next 6 years, because this does apply as 3031, this starts in 2010. So that's 6 years from now, if we take them 5 years after that. If you can imagine a road damage that has $50,000 worth of damage to it now, and you do not maintain that road for the next 6 years, there's not a bit of telling how much it'll cost to fix that road. In the past, and what we've done, for many, many years, all the roads at Possum Kingdom, I know y'all probably heard that the county collects taxes and does nothing on the roads. Every road at Possum Kingdom that is paved, the county did. our equipment, our labor, our fuel. The BRA furnished the materials. We did the paving, we did the work. We are willing to continue to do that with a little help from y'all to maintain these roads until we can take the roads, which that could be a six-year period. That's why I'm here with the Commissioner's Court, on behalf of the Commissioner's Court, to ask that y'all help us with maintenance over that period where this small chug hole is not a huge pitfall. And to continue to do what we've done in the past, that we will continue to do the work if y'all can help us with the materials. But what we're asking for is the roads to be maintained between the period of now and when we finally, after 6 years from now, when we get the final roads, to where we don't get a road that is literally tore up and it's cost $1 million to fix it. And it literally can cost that much to fix a road. Right now, our material cost, with our bids that we have to go through, Mike Giltis out at the lake, they get bids. Y'all have to do it the same way we do. You get bids, you buy the materials. If it's going to be over a certain amount. Our bids right now, we can do about a mile and a half of roads for $40,000. That's what our cost is on materials. Materials only, not diesel, not labor, not wear and tear on machinery. If y'all can help us continue to do that, we'll be proud to take the roads of Possum for the citizens of Possum and Palatine County. And because 3031 is going to direct that too. But we will do that. We have our own laws that the roads need to be brought up to standards. That's not anything new that Palatine County throws out there that somebody else does. All 254 counties do that in the state of Texas. They accept a new road, it should be brought up to county standard before you take it. 3031 is going to override that. That says that we have to take the roads. We're willing to take the roads. The legislature says that's what we're going to do. That's what we'll do. Please help us maintain these roads to where we're not a big pitfall later. Is there any questions on the roads?
Commissioner Lane, thank you very much for your
time. I got one other point, if I can, real quick. Law enforcement. We sit down twice at Possum Kingdom. We've talked about law enforcement. We have not got anything yet resolved. We have a tentative date of October of 2010 when we take over full law enforcement at Possum Kingdom Lake, when y'all are withdrawing y'all's coverage of the BRA property. We, in good faith, have come to these meetings. We have been told we will get back to you. That's been more than a year. We're willing to do it. We're prepared to do it. We're ready to do it. We need to know what your pleasure is on this. We would like some action or some meeting to where we can resolve this. Our last meeting that we had was probably about 6 hours, and we probably argued over the backup for 3 of that hours. Because in your last resolution, it said you would not perform backup for any of our officers. Well, they took an oath that they have to, and they will back us up because that's what they have to do with the state of Texas. We need to get some kind of interlocal agreement to where we can help y'all and y'all can help us in case of emergency so we don't get some officers hurt out here. Thank y'all very much. If you don't have any questions.
Thank you, Commissioner.